At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Welcome back in. It's our final hour of primetime action on a Monday night from Las Vegas, South Point Sportsbook Studio. I'm Ben Wilson with Matt Brown, Matt Brown M2 on Twitter, Kelly Bidlin on Twitter as well. Whole crew as well downstairs. We've got some scores to update, some golf drafts to recap there, Kelly, and some other things to get into here in the final hour of the show. Only three games on right now. There's a couple more that start this hour, actually three in, to be specific, and then our nightcap in just over an hour's time. So seven overall on the docket tonight, three, though, Kelly, going on right now.
Yeah, Orioles up on the Blue Jays, 5-2 this game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Blue Jays 7-1 live on the money line if you wanted to hop in on the dog. 9.5 is your live total. You could also take 2.5 runs in that game, plus 130 if that's something you're interested in over at DraftKings. Mets up on the Reds 3-1 that game in the bottom of the sixth. Reds 11-1 live on the money line, 7.5 the live total there. Cubs 3, Nationals nothing that game in the top of the fourth now. Cubs minus 1,000 to win now. Nationals plus 625, 7.5, your live total.
Oh, look at that. Nice, easy, efficient. Christopher Morel, the home run, the next two runs there for the Cubs. It got opened up the scoring on a Nelson Velasquez solo shot there in the bottom of the third. So 3-0 there for the Cubs. Keegan Thompson, he's got two strikeouts, it looks like, through three. That was our guy. Paul Spohr's pick, under 4.5 strikeouts for one Keegan Thompson there tonight. Just saw this come across, Matt, within the last half hour. So only bring it up because now that we know that essentially college football alignment is pretty much dependent on the TV networks and what they want to do, just found this interesting. Big Ten finalizing a rights deal with Fox, CBS, and NBC. But it will be the first time in 40 years Big Ten football and basketball will not be on ESPN. So, which is really interesting when you think about it, for whatever okay. That's worth.
So with Fox, NBC... So it's with all the other networks outside of ABC.
Yeah, outside of ABC.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Which is just interesting. Again, we figure, right, that going forward, Big Ten, SEC, those are going to be the two power the two essentially mega conferences when all is said and done. So it is, but it is interesting to see the Big Ten align that way, and you have to immediately think, well, NBC has a Notre Dame deal to begin with. They have really pushed hard in the past few months. They want Notre Dame. Notre Dame has made claims they want to stay independent. So maybe that was part of it?
Yeah, because there's no NBC Sports Network anymore, so that's defunct. So there's FS1, there's the CBS Sports Network, then they'll just regular big CBS, big NBC, and Fox.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, that doesn't mean, I mean, you know, NBC, and we saw them playing golf on USA.
Well, I was going to say, that's what I'm wondering if, like, in order to get all of these games right, are we going to start seeing games like, you know, whatever.
I think you probably will.
On USA or whatever.
It's Purdue and Nebraska coming up next on the Golf Channel.
I mean, it's, that's sci-fi.
Well done.
Thank you. That's why I brought this up. I was more just excited.
Kikuchi wanted no part of Mount Castle in that at
bat. Smart decision.
I mean, nothing even sniffed the plate. He's like, I'm not throwing another one to
He's
him.
Still in, I mean, 84 pitches. It's just,
that was the unintentional walk right there. Just go to first base. Mount Castle. I don't want you to hit another one 2 miles against me. So go ahead.
Yeah, move on. Get out of here.
Love ballpark food tweets as well. So feel free to send those to me. How about this sandwich at the Royals Stadium? It is pulled pork sandwich with Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, the best barbecue sauce out there, and bacon, plus peanut butter cups.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's repulsive. You had such a good sandwich going.
Not even, no, because once you added bacon, it was over for me. I don't like bacon on things. Because then it takes over the whole flavor of the thing that you're eating. Yeah. Like, it's basically your whatever.
That's fair.
Add bacon to anything, and you're just eating bacon.
You're eating bacon.
Yeah, you're just eating bacon.
Yeah, just a sandwich with a side of bacon. What's wrong with that?
Or whatever. But, like, when you put bacon on anything, then you're just eating bacon.
Because
it's the dominant flavor of anything that it's on.
I don't disagree with that. However, I think I would want it on a pulled pork sandwich anyway that already has barbecue sauce on it. Because then somehow it might actually overtake the taste of bacon. If you're not tasting bacon, what's the point of eating bacon?
So there's two drawbacks to this. There's two drawbacks to this.
I mean, having said all that, I would absolutely try this.
Yeah. And it's two forms of pig on the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
You got to consider, like you're going to be eating this.
Like, just eat one kind of pig. I don't want you to eat two kinds of pigs.
It's going to be Kansas City in August, so you're looking at about someone who used to live in the area, 97 degrees, 87% humidity. That's a lot of meat from two different areas.
That's a rich sandwich right there. Good play. I see where you're going with this.
If you're not in the right part of the stadium, if you're in a sun-splashed area of the K,
tossing a couple warm beers. Oh, yeah. Your stomach ought to be feeling great.
That might be a long afternoon is just what I'm trying to say there.
That sandwich has got to go. That's a thumbs
down.
Yeah. That was a great breakdown, Ben.
Thank you.
That sandwich is definitely the biggest
Southerners. Two pigs. We specialize in eating, you know.
Bacon. You don't taste the good pulled pork because all you're tasting is bacon. Like, it's just this. It's no good. And then the peanut butter cups makes that's just repulsive.
Think about the peanut butter melting in the hot.
I just don't even get it.
I mean, look, I'm willing to try it because it's one of those you deconstruct it.
We can make it.
You deconstruct it. I love every one of those things, right? I love pulled pork sandwiches. I love Sweet Baby Ray's barbecues. I love bacon. I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, we can make this together.
Make this for him.
Okay. I think you won our PTA golf draft, which we're going to recap here in a second.
You can take your
hypothetical winnings and go ahead and make yourself a little pulled pork bacon peanut butter cup sandwich, if you really want to. We'll start with the one and done, as we normally do, because we're down to the final week. This thing is getting interesting.
It's not getting interesting.
I mean, I'm trying to sell it, okay? You guys all, everybody made the cut, but Gil, who was bringing up the rear, gets not much from Brian. You and I, Matt, both like Brian Harman.
That
he got off to a good start and really just collapsed down the stretch. So with the Sungjae Im cash there for Young Kelly, he is within now $235,000 of one Matt Brown. So
I've outscored Gil by like $3 million over the past four tournaments.
After being outscored by $3.3 million the previous.
Exactly.
However many tournaments. So you make it.
I'm on a roll, baby. No stopping me, Matt. I'm coming for you.
So Sungjae T second makes $649,000. And I mean, really, the difference between you guys is between Sungjae Im and a Max McGreevy, essentially. Like, that was the fifth place finisher who made about $300,000. So that's, I mean, we're not that far off. This is the difference. I mean, if you guys both end up with guys in the top 10, that's going to be the difference between
a guy in the top 10. I'm picking the winner. I've already picked the winner. Like, it's fine. I don't care.
Yes, Ben, from an objective standpoint, it's going to take a top 10. I'm aiming for a top 10.
It's got to be top 10.
Go right ahead. Do whatever you want to. Now, what I should have done is I should have picked Henley because that was...
I mean, I was beating myself up about that, Matt, just because of how much we preach on this show that we do stick to our models, stick to our bets.
Going with conviction and whatever and all the stuff like that, yes. I should have... I mean, it wouldn't have... The difference is 150 grand. So, I mean, it's not like that big of a difference,
and
right? I mean,
and it would have been 400K difference for me, but I'm still upset at myself that I did that to the show.
Yeah. So, for me, actually, it was 200K difference. So, I mean, like, it'd only be a 200K difference. It's still for you, if you pick a guy in the top five this week and I don't, then you could still overtake me is basically what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, the guys this week who are all the T10s, T10 minimum 200,000. So, I think, Kelly, I think that's what you have to shoot for next week, T10.
You have the payouts?
You have the payouts? Yeah. I haven't seen those yet.
So we start off, winner was 1.3 mil down to 650,000, down to 358,000.
No, I'm talking about this week.
No, for this coming week.
Oh, I don't know. Why would I know that? Why would I have that?
Well, they're the playoffs, so they're going to be higher than this past
week. Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that. They're not even loaded into at least the ESPN system right now, presumably because that is the tournament.
Another home run for a Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, they finally took out Yusei Kikuchi. It is 6-2 Baltimore, bottom of the sixth. How about our golf draft? I thought I had a decent shot, and then JT Poston got into the clubhouse, and I believe was 18th, Matt, and finished 21st. So that kind of sucked.
Ouch.
That was rough.
Now this, on the other hand, is a good example of my betting card this week because these were literally the only bets I won.
That's funny.
I had like two more matchups with Henley involved. Other than that, that's every bet I won this week.
I don't think we had a single guy who missed the cut outside of Kelly Svensson in that Webb Simpson. Didn't Svensson get in on the?
I thought he made the number.
Svensson was one under, so he got in. Yeah,
he did.
All five. Yeah, for Matt and I, all five of ours made the cut. Just
never climbed the board.
I mean, Mark Hubbard, I think, was one under the entire tournament. He just did nothing. And Harmon faded. Bezuidenhout faded. Svensson really didn't do anything. Simpson was, I mean, at least I think the one good part of the handicap for us in a tournament where everybody was on Webb Simpson solely because, and I don't say everybody, but a lot of people were on Simpson because of the past history at the Wyndham Championship. I mean, he named a child Wyndham because of how much success he'd had here. That guy looked really, really bad. And then
my easiest bet of the week. That's for sure. It was Henley over Simpson in a matchup.
Kelly, it could get juicy.
Did you find him?
2.7.
Yeah.
For first. 1.6 for second.
Keep going.
A mil for third.
Okay. See, there's not 735 even that big of a drop.
For fourth. 615 for fifth. So it like
I got to go top five probably. I'm going to give you enough credit. I got to go top five.
Well, here's the big problem: is
big drop after that.
If Gil picks the winner,
oh crap! He's not dead yet.
He could win.
You said 2.7. Wow. So yeah.
So
this is not like I said. It's interesting.
2.7 puts him at 9, and if we brick.
Oh yeah, you're not even safe. That high.
I'm not even.
Thanks, Liv.
Yeah. So if he picks the outright and we brick this thing, he could still, in theory, win the one and done.
It would be the second greatest.
He would have to pick the winner though.
One and done history.
He has to pick the winner. He's dead to picking the outright.
Wouldn't want to be in his shoes, but he's at least got a chance. See. Matt, what did I tell you? This is interesting. This is we're still live, final week of the one and done this week there on the PGA. We'll talk MLB MVP markets on the other side here on Primetime Action.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels.
No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The College Football Guide at VSiN is out now, and the NFL Guide is coming in just a couple weeks. Start your football season on the right foot with expert profiles of every team, including team trends, power ratings, and over-under recommendations, plus best bets on season win totals, division finishes, and player awards. Remember, the only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is to become a VSiN All-Access subscriber. Sign up early, and for a discount at $175, you'll receive the College and Pro Football Betting Guides along with full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. Austin Hayes, the home run there for Baltimore, Matt. Another home run hit a very long way. 6-2 Baltimore there going to the top of the seventh. We're still 3-1 Mets, top seven, and 3-0 Cubs. At this point, they're in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll preview the four games still to come. Just a seven-game, pretty light card tonight in Major League Baseball, but we'll do those in a little bit. Matt, wanted to get your thoughts here on some of the MVP markets because we're at a point where we kind of have to figure out, all right, it's August 8th. Is there anything really worth betting at this point? We've done the exercise so often. Of note, though, the fact that it really in the last week or two, we've seen Shohei Ohtani's numbers really fall off, and that's largely because A, the team he's playing on has been a complete disaster, and B, there are now the signs. We talked about this earlier, but the signs that him finishing the entire season playing a full 162-game slate, Matt, you'd have to set the odds at extremely low now. And given the consistency of Aaron Judge, who has not yet been injured at all, that was the one concern on him, minus $4. That feels about right in this particular market at DraftKings, plus 330 on Shohei, and everybody else has been lengthened way, way out there. Yordan Alvarez, 45-1.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, I was screaming this from a mountaintop all year long where people were telling me I was crazy with this whole Ohtani thing. But it's just, you know, again, he had to keep up the extremely high level of play on both sides of the ball the entire season long in order to challenge what Judge is doing, you know, and that was the biggest, that was my biggest kind of question mark in this whole thing is he can't, just because he's pitching very well, he couldn't be just an okay hitter. And if he was hitting very, very well, he couldn't just be an okay pitcher in order to overtake a guy who's hitting 300, who's taking walks, who's, you know, going to challenge hitting 60 home runs, et cetera, on a team that happens to be, by the way, the you know, one of the better teams, if not the best team in baseball, right? So it that was why I kept saying, like, I did not believe that it was this crazy just lock that Ohtani was going to win,
right,
was going to win MVP, you know? And then now we've seen these odds flip on their head where Judge is, you know, minus 400. So you're going to delay $400 to win 100. I would not recommend doing that because, again, injury is still a real thing. You can still get hurt in baseball. There's still enough time in the season for if he were to miss significant time. The only thing I would do is if you were just, you know, for me, for example, since I do have a judge ticket, yeah. I actually might consider like throwing a little bit of money on Yordan Alvarez or something, yeah. or whatever, just as a very, very slight hedge on Judge getting hurt, to where I think the odds on out is, so if Judge were to go down, the odds on Alvarez or Jose Ramirez cut in like a third of what they are.
Alvarez probably goes to like 10-1 or something like that.
Which is basically where he was pre-injury. Yeah. But it's not that I was going to say, I was a little surprised that he had been moved that long, because while he was in that, I think Kelly, when you bet him, you'd found a
14. Baby. It was a great number for like 3 days.
That was a great number. But having said all that, like, he's still hitting 300 with a 192 WRC plus, 30 homers, 73 RBI. So he's not going to get close to 162 games here, but he very well, Matt, in 130 games could get to a 40 homer, 100 RBI. Like, he's got an outside chance still at a 40 homer, 100 RBI season hitting 300. I look at that and I think of a team too, who we both would probably power rate ahead of the Yankees right now in the Astros, where this is like, at the end of the day, it's a pretty simple handicap where you're not, like, this is not all about just the total advanced stats and what can a guy in Shohei Ohtani do that transcends baseball. It is more of, you're handicapping media members. And so you're looking at really, really good teams and the really, really good players on those teams. And so to me,
and there might be some Shohei fatigue. Yeah. He won it last year. Since the All-Star break, he's hitting 220, right? I mean, that's the other thing about this. Like, he's hitting 220 since the All-Star break as well. So I understand he's only plus 330. He's still pitching very well. He's still pitching at a very high level. He's not hitting at a very high level since the All-Star break. So I don't know. I'm glad you put this on the rundown. Because I might like, I had no idea just because I haven't.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't looked at it, because I'm like, oh, I've got a judge ticket. So I was like, I'm just gonna ride that out. I had no idea that Alvarez and Ramirez had drifted so far.
I didn't either.
Okay, I could go and just put like a tenth of a unit bet on both of those guys, just to where I'm not coming out of this thing empty if Judge happens to, you know, roll his ankle tomorrow night or something.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I think, you know, what we talked about earlier in the show with Ohtani, I think we're at the point of the year, what does it make any sense for the Angels to really keep rolling him out there to do everything still? I'm totally with you on that one. I mean, you kind of answered it already, Matt, but I'm like, I don't even know if minus $4 is enough on Judge. For those of us who don't have Judge tickets, like, if I find a minus 275 or $300 here in town, I might actually bet it. I mean, the only thing you're waiting on at this point is if an injury occurs, and I don't know, I think that's a little, like, I don't think you should base, at this point in the year, especially, I don't think you should base a bet, you know, with that in mind. So I think those odds are not bad on him.
Well, what's funny is you talk about like at what point do you get to the year where you say, all right, the injury case, it's not really valid anymore. I remember when we had these conversations with Shohei Ohtani last year, and I kind of felt like about August, by the time we got to August 1st and Ohtani had not worn down yet and had not had any stints on the IL, like, to me, that was the point where I felt, okay, this is pretty obvious. Like, the guy's staying healthy. Yeah. And that was also coincidentally the time where he started to get zoomed in the odds market, and there was really no value. I mean, he was kind of in the same vein. He was a $4 or $5 favorite going into August last year. So, to me, we're kind of in that same boat with Judge. And unlike Ohtani from last year, he doesn't have to do both things. He can just be
At 43 homers right now for Judge, he's got 97 RBI. He scored 91 runs as well. If he can stay healthy for even two more weeks, even if he had to miss the last 3 weeks of the season or something like that, right? You're going to be a 100 RBI guy. You're going to be a close to 100 run guy. You're going to be still hitting around 300 and around a 400 OBP. I think that would be enough still to get it done, right? Because you're going to throw another handful of home runs on there. So he's at that point, he will have hit 46, 47, 48, whatever it might be. I think that would be enough to get it done.
I would totally agree with that. As far as the National League side, it's funny how a couple of guys that we've been intrigued by a good portion of the year, looking at Austin Riley in particular, down to plus 425, who have really had their odds shortened. But at the end of the day, Paul Goldschmidt still minus money, minus 140 at DraftKings right now. And we have waited for any sort of slip up with Goldschmidt. There was, remember that brief two-game series in Toronto where he was unvaxxed and people thought, well, he's going to miss a two-game series. Maybe that hampers things in the voters' eyes, which I don't put any stock into whatsoever. The guy has not slowed down at all. Plus 188 WRC, plus hitting 332, 26 homers, 84 RBI. So Goldschmidt's probably on a 35 homer, 110 RBI pace. Austin Riley to me remains the one intriguing part here, but we're going on 110 games and we have not seen any sign of any sort of slip up from Goldschmidt, who's just been so rock solid since opening day.
Kelly, one of the things we do, and I think we do fairly well on this show, is we'll identify some future stuff where the number doesn't match up against what the player's doing, and we'll make that bet, especially in these futures markets.
Yep.
Goldschmidt was not one of those guys. This is living in regret here. Yeah. We identified this, Ben, on this show when he was still 25 to 1 to win the MVP, where we were like, why is no one taking Goldschmidt seriously? This guy is absolutely destroying the baseball. He's always hit for average. He's always taken walks as well. So like he's helping his team by getting on base, you know, so often. And we just I didn't do it. I have no idea why I didn't do it. Like I was making the case for this guy to at least be shorter odds in the damn MVP race, and I didn't make the bet. And I feel really stupid for that.
Well, and the whole part of that too is we went into the season saying, really, Juan Soto at +250? Like how comical of an MVP is favorite is that? Not because we didn't like Juan Soto, but because like he's on a horrible team. He's on Washington. Horrible, he's not going to see a strike all year.
Horrible team. And the other thing about Soto, and listen, he's made the most of it or whatever, but he is like, there are guys out there who say he's too patient of a hitter, right? Because like he takes so many pitches and walks so incredibly much. And so has that working against him as well. I mean, I think it's Goldschmidt's to lose for sure. I think it would take a huge, huge, huge few weeks from Riley or Freeman to kind of close this, to close this gap.
I just, because I have a season-long bet on Freeman. I don't like most RPI or something like that. That's not going to hit. But I'm just like comparing their stats. He should be way longer than 7-1 compared up to Goldschmidt.
He's just been up there all year. And for as good as Riley has been, we've had this conversation with him before. For whatever reason, I don't know why, just for whatever reason, he just does not get the national respect that he probably deserves. He's in a lineup that is very loud and has a lot of big characters on it that who are always going to be front page headlines there in Atlanta with how exciting they are to watch. Yeah. Riley's just kind of a ho-hum.
And hey, look.
Doesn't make much noise, but he's really good.
And if the Braves make a run at that division, it's going to be because of him. Yeah, he's going to play a major factor in all of that. So something to consider as well.
Something to consider. Right? Goldschmidt, -140. Oh, 25-1, though, if he had that ticket. Would that feel nice right now? Certainly would. We have 4 games still to preview. We'll do that on the other side. MLB Night Slate getting underway in about 15 minutes. Do that next on Primetime Action. Ice cold beers, cold hard cash. Join the action on the pitch with the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. Compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Heineken now to start your run at victory. Heineken, beer made better. 21 and over only. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Drink responsibly. I assume neither of you guys made any soccer wagers over the weekend.
No, but I drank responsibly.
You drank? There we go. There we go. That's what I like to hear. Matt's not even going to acknowledge what I just said.
Oh, you made a Liverpool futures bet on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, we had Dallin Cuff on.
Didn't even win.
We had Dallin Cuff on Friday, Ben. He backed up some of your feelings, I believe, on Liverpool. And he had some Liverpool futures. I think I talked Matt into making some.
I had my Wolves under. Wolves lost. Wolverhampton loses. So we're off to a good start on the under there. And I believe Leicester City drew. I have them under. They got 1 point.
Yeah, what else was? So what? You had Man United lose, right?
Yeah.
Brighton. That had to have been a huge upset.
First time Brighton ever beat Man U at Old Trafford in their club's history, 2-1. Man City looked very good. They beat West Ham 2-0. Tottenham looked very good. They won 4-1. So, yeah, there were some.
How do you know that you have no idea that all these people look good or look bad? You didn't watch all those soccer games, Ben. Why are you lying to our listeners and the audience?
Like, if
you
didn't, a team
you didn't,
scores
you didn't
watch, 4
you didn't
goals.
Watch all those games.
If a team scores 4
you
goals.
Idea, you have no idea who looked
what
good.
What are the odds that they didn't look good?
This is one of those things.
All right, for that example, I'm going to lead with Ben on that one, though. That's right. If they scored 4 goals,
they
probably looked
like
pretty
absolute
good.
Crap, and they won 6.
We don't know. There could have been an empty net situation.
That doesn't happen.
You know, we don't know. There could have been an empty net situation. They could have been cheap goals or something. So, you know.
Power play.
Every quarter kick they took in the second second half, the goalie came up field.
We have no idea how many minutes in the penalty box that people had to spend. So, like, we didn't dig into these box scores.
All right. I watched the watch the entire Man U Brighton match. So I can report Man U looked awful.
Awful?
They looked so bad. Their coach,
I watched like a solid 12 minutes.
As soon as they went down 1-0, their coach had that look on his face like, oh my God, I'm the new Man U manager and we're losing and my life's about to get really, really rough if we don't win. And then they gave up a second goal right after that.
Yeah.
And then he had the look of like, I'm going to probably need to get like security around my house
24/7. Well, and all the shots of Ronaldo too, right? Yeah. After he bails on the team, what, at halftime of like one of the scrimmage games or whatever they do in soccer.
They just kept showing him like warming up and he's right. slowly taking off his shirt because he knows the cameras are on him to show off the abs and it was dumb.
And nothing.
Nothing. We have four games still to come here on the Major League Baseball slate. Three of those four start here in the next 8 minutes or so, Matt. So as we run things down, it's kind of funny how we joked about this at the start of the show. Zach Gallen in Arizona laying over $2, and that is up. That's going to close. DraftKings minus 230, but there are some books in the Nevada jurisdiction. Minus 250 on Zach Gallen and the Arizona Diamondbacks against Tyler Beede and the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah,
wow.
What a world, right? I mean, Gallen's been good. Don't get me wrong, but the Diamondbacks are not good as a whole. And so to see a line like that, yeah, 230 on the Diamondbacks over at DraftKings, plus 195 on the Pirates on the road as underdogs. 8 is your total there. 940 Eastern, Giants and Padres. Alex Wood and Blake Snell. Snell and the Padres minus 180. Trying to right the ship there. Really got battered all around this past weekend. Plus 155 on Wood and the Giants as road underdogs, flat 8, the total there. 940 Eastern, the Angels in the A's with Suarez and Cole Irvin. Jose Suarez is a plus 110 road underdog. Cole Irvin in the A's, minus 130 home favorites. Under 7.5 and is minus 120 in this one. If you want the over, you're getting even money. So a little bit juice to the under. This was an over in an A's from Paul earlier. Is that what we were at? Or was it an under in an A's?
Over in the A's.
Over in the A's. Angels.
Over
in Angels. That's
they both
right.
have A's. Yeah. Yes. Over. He was wearing an A's hat, but he bet the A's.
Yes, that's true. He was the over and the Angels. Again, just a quick note there if you're coming in last minute and hadn't been paying attention. No Shohei Ohtani in the lineup tonight for the Angels. He's getting a day of rest after a collision yesterday that maybe could have been a little bit scarier, but fortunately not that bad, but is getting the night off tonight. So a weak Angels lineup is even weaker tonight.
And that, as we talked about earlier, the line earlier on in the day, like when it was a short, like a minus 120 on the A's, made a lot of sense. I don't know how you could really be in love with that as it gets higher and higher up to minus 130, minus 140 in some shops. The one that interests me, no play on this one. If you can find 8 in that Giants-Padre game, maybe you look to the under there where, I mean, Alex Wood and Blake Snell have both been two of the more unlucky pitchers in baseball this year, both facing off tonight, and we've seen both of these teams really struggle at the plate as well, and obviously for San Diego, that happens against some elite pitching over the weekend in L.A. with the Dodgers. That's gone down to 7.5, a little juice to the over in a number of shops, but I still see a couple of 8s out there. And for the Padres, no Trent Grisham, no Austin Nola, no Nomar Mazara, who are, again, those are your bottom-of-the-order guys in general, but that is, it's certainly going to make it more of a top-heavy lineup there, the starting 9 in San Diego tonight. At the same time, too, we've talked about this with Giants pitchers. Their defense has been so bad, second worst in the defensive runs saved category, where even though Alex Wood should be a lot better, xFIP of 329, xERA of 372, he's pitching to a nearly 450 ERA this year, thanks in large part to a very bad batting average on balls in play of over 300, 316 right now for Wood. So again, you expect that to positively regress. But when the defense has been this bad, and again, Matt, it's August 8th, so we don't expect some of this stuff to change. We know some of the identities of these teams. That is where I could see a situation where San Diego comes out, really, really tough series they just had over the weekend, and just take all their anger out on a very bad Giants defensive lineup behind Wood. So that's my only hesitation there, and that's why I'm staying off that one tonight.
The final first pitch, 10-10 Eastern, Yankees and Mariners. Jameson Taillon, Logan Gilbert. This is a coin flip, 110 on both sides over at DraftKings. 8 is your total if you're looking here at the starting lineups. On the Seattle side of things, there's, you know, listen, I'm sure Seattle fans are like, man, can we just get the lineup back together? Can we just get a healthy lineup in there? Because no Julio Rodriguez, he's on the IL. But you do get Mitch Haniger back, and he is slotted into the number three hole there for this Seattle team. So Frazier, France, Haniger, Winker, Suarez, Santana. Santana was hot when he first came over for the Mariners, kind of slumping since, has had a game or two here or there where he's kind of flashed. But so I'd at least say the first five over there on Seattle's certainly promising for them. When you get to Santana, Crawford, Callie, and Haggerty, then you start kind of going, I don't know about all that. On that, that being said, of course, on the Yankees side of things, they Giancarlo Stanton not in the lineup for them either. He's on the IL. So there's at least a couple of guys that are typical starters for both these teams that aren't in there because they're injured as we currently sit right now. I don't have a play on this. Look, you and I were here the last time Logan Gilbert started against this Yankees team a week ago over in New York. He started out pretty good. Now, if you wanted, if we wanted to sit here and try to play devil's advocate, we could sit here and say, okay, maybe he learned something, right? You know, so like maybe he figured something out, maybe whatever. Like if we wanted to do that, I'm not going to go there again. I just don't want to get in front of this team at all. So I'll sit back and watch this one and be pretty interested in the result of the game, to be honest with you.
I will be as well. Yeah. And you would think for Tyone's a guy who's had really good command all year, under two walks per nine. He walked four in that last start against Seattle, only gave up two hits. But six runs, only five of them earned. I would imagine you get a better performance out of Tyone tonight, and for that matter, too, for Gilbert, who, like, it's a guy who throws a lot of fastballs, a lot of strikes, and so naturally, when you face a team like the Yankees in a place like Yankee Stadium, when contact is made, odds are it just kind of things come together, and you're going to give up some loud outs or some long balls, and that's exactly what happened. Three home runs, six runs overall there for Gilbert. Like, again, I'm a little tempted on the eight under there, which is evenly juiced, especially with no Anthony Rizzo in the lineup tonight, and you are getting a much more pitcher-friendly T-Mobile Park there in Seattle. But it's more just on field than anything. Yeah. Just kind of you're having to bake in a lot of trust to these guys' numbers on the whole season, and it's an interesting spot to face the exact same team 5 days later after you were just nuked in your previous start. So not one with so many games on the board. It's not one I have any desire in.
Started out 3-0 there in Chicago. Just got a solo shot from Luke Voit, who, of course, is now with Washington after that trade with San Diego. He's, you know, as far as a guy who might get to showcase a little bit of what he can do, they've moved him to the three hole. He's going to play every day for Washington in a pretty bad lineup. So he has gone deep a few times for them since he's been in Washington over the last week and a half. So good on
poor Luke Voit who was after the Eric Hosmer. I'm not going there. It was, well, Luke Voit, you're up next.
Yeah, he's
trying to make the most of that opportunity. They're going to the bottom of the sixth there in Chicago. Gonna get a little dicey if you took the home dog with the Orioles, because they give up two in the top of the eighth. Raimel Tapia single, Danny Jansen sack fly. So that is now 6-4 Baltimore. Felix Bautista coming in, who's been really good for them. Sub 2 ERA, but again, with no Jorge Lopez now, it's a good Baltimore bullpen.
They're going with the early closer thing here.
So we're thinking four out save, two on, two out, tying run at first. Oh boy.
I'm glad we don't have that in the account right now. I'd be worried.
It's really close to taking the Orioles, and it would be a massive, massive sweat in that one. 3-1 in the other game. Mets still leading the Reds, going to the bottom of the eighth. We'll update all the rest of the scores when we return, wrap up the show right after this on Primetime Action.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on primetime action for the final time. Orioles got out of it, Matt. First pitch. Quit Merrifield.
Yes.
Just a timid little ground out to shortstop. So 6-4 Orioles to the bottom of the eighth. And if you were sweating the Orioles, well, it might be in the ninth, but at least you got out of that situation. Still 3-1 Mets there to the bottom of the eighth. Daniel Vogelbach's up, so Kelly gets very excited in his chair and immediately starts changing channels because it's a must watch whenever Vogelbach.
My Mets TV broke. I don't know what happened.
That's not good.
Sorry.
And good on the any Angels betters, at least early. 1-0 top of the first. Oh. Ringifo goes deep for them.
That helps.
Yes.
There you go. -130 live.
Sixth of the year. Yes.
And if you ever wanted to get the statement that has not been uttered many times, if you ever wanted to get the A's live home, hey man, hey Kelly, you wanted on that +100, one of the worst teams in baseball, down 1-0 at home early, they're only +100. Just find that very interesting. Just starting things off there in the top of the first. So we have one of our favorite viewers of the show, Ryan Hyatt. Always tweets in his questions of the night. We don't always get to them because we're usually busy. But there's only a few games going on right now. We've done all we can do tonight. He has a question that I find pretty interesting. What is the worst futures bet you know you're going to make for the NFL season? But you know you'll do it anyway because, you know, betting is essentially the gist of his question.
Before we get to this question, yeah. Guys, it's going to be 2-on.
Oh, Mount.
No out.
Castle. Is coming.
Oh man,
up.
I don't have dueling TVs anymore. How am I supposed to watch Vogelbach and Mountcastle at the same time?
Vogelbach, that ball.
Oh, it's back. Oh, big warning track.
Oh, run, baby.
There
run.
You go. Get on.
Triple. Go.
Get on. You better go.
That is a stand up double, though.
Oh, throw got away. That is a stand up double for Daniel Vogelbach. And yes, Ryan Mountcastle up. Runners on the corners. Nobody out.
Look, the little helmet doesn't even like fit his head.
Yeah, but he ain't stuck in air there. He's chewing his gum.
It looks like he's wearing a beanie. That helmet's so small on his head. He's got like a little beanie on or something.
He does need a bigger helmet. Yeah. I don't know what that's.
Oh, pinch runner.
Oh, pinch running. Oh. Come on.
That ball was hit very hard.
Why are they? What are they trying to say? He's not fast enough to score?
I know. Come on. We just saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
It's funny how when he runs, it looks like his shoulders are going to nail him in the jaw. Like, there's just not any space. So he starts running, and it's like, boom, boom, boom.
Hitting it with the shift. Come on.
Even with
the back shift. Up. Show him some respect.
Nowhere to put Mountcastle here, buddy. Well, there is, but, like, you wouldn't want to do that.
You would not.
You wouldn't want to do that. You're going to have to throw to him.
Punish him.
15 homers tonight. 1 already tonight for Ryan Mountcastle.
Oh, come on, buddy. Here we go. Let's see. The worst futures bet that I know I'm going to make. I guess I am.
Basically.
It didn't leave the yard. I mean, it's a hit. Ribby. And it's an RBI. And like that's great. But we sure like it when he hits it a long way.
The total bases alt over 4.5.
Yeah, you good there.
Yeah.
It's 5 total bases. You're 7-4 Orioles. I mean, I know Kelly immediately had a couple of things he was thinking of.
Well, it's more the I don't think I'm going to make any more futures bet that I will regret, but I probably have made a couple.
The Falcons futures bets, all of those.
The Falcons futures bets, that the speculative ones we made when we thought Deshaun Watson might be heading there, for sure regret that one. And do I know I'm going to regret it? No, because I wouldn't keep going back to this bet almost every year. But I feel as good, probably better, about my Minnesota Vikings futures this year in that division and win total than I ever have before, guys. But I have bet them in about 4 years straight, and I don't think they've never gotten home. So, we'll see.
They haven't.
We'll see. But yes, I think that one a lot of people could look at in years past of my betting and be like, well, you did it again. So
yeah. See, the one I always get sucked into that after last year, I was finally like. Because I'll explain in a second why I finally reached the point of saying, okay, why would I ever do this ever again? So I don't think I will do this, but the Super Bowl matchup exactas, which I think, Kelly, are just really fun because you just look at it and you get a giant number. It's essentially a parlay on two futures, which why would anybody be dumb enough to do that? Except we are bettors and we look at NFL futures and we get sucked into things. So like I had Browns-Rams as a Super Bowl matchup last year. I believe that was 66-70-1, I want to say. And in my head, I'm thinking, wow, I really like both of these teams. Bare minimum, I'm going to get them in the playoffs. We'll have hedgeable situations here. And what should I have done? Just should have thrown a half unit on each of those teams doing their respective conferences. What would have happened? One team would have won the Rams. One team was woefully inept and was not even close. And instead, my bet there was nothing I could do because the Browns were hopeless. So that's a classic case, at least for me, where you learn your lesson pretty quickly.
I bet the alt over on the Giants over the weekend. So that could end up being one that I'll regret. But I just, the more I dig into this, the more, one, the easiest schedule in all the NFL.
Yeah.
Two, I do honestly believe that Brian Daboll's a sharp dude. Like, I think that he's the type of guy that can make a difference. And so I looked at that division in which I am down big time on the Commanders, and I don't think the Cowboys are going to be as strong. I just so I took the alt 8 over at +215 on this team. I still have an out on the push at 8, so they can still be an under 500 team. That's the thing about this, right? It's like they can be an under 500 team, and I can push this bet. So the over 8 at +215.
And you're getting 215 on that as well? It's not bad.
See, I mean, those. I love the alt win totals.
They didn't need to pinch run for fullback. The guy just hit it off the wall. Tyler like Naquin. He could have moonwalked home.
Come on.
I know. They didn't need a pinch run for him.
Tyler Naquin, 2-run triple, 5-1 Mets, bottom 8.
Vogelbach, could we get to watch Vogelbach moonwalking from third to home? Then Kelly would be like, oh, now he's taking over the number one spot over Mount
Castle. If he did that, he definitely would.
But you take a look. So say, so we've done the preview already. You already know. I'm down on the Titans. I don't think the Titans are going to be as good. The Panthers, maybe Baker Mayfield makes them a little bit better or something like that. But again, that's going to be, in my opinion, that's a coin toss game as it is anyway. I'm down on the Cowboys. I think that the Cowboys at home in week 3 could be a game that they could win? Absolutely. Bears, going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. The Jags, the Seahawks, the Texans, the Lions are going to be better, but they're certainly not world beaters by any stretch of the imagination. Both Commanders games as we sit right here. And then like the I think the Eagles games and Cowboys games again are toss-ups. Like, I think that there's 11, 12 winnable games on the schedule. And then I only need them to win 8, right? I mean, 8 is a push. I would like them to win 9 so that I would cash the ticket, but I need 8 of those.
Yeah, I don't hate that one.
So
you get 8 and you're pushing.
Yeah, yeah. So I need at least 8, and 9 would be great because I'll cash the ticket.
We talked earlier with the Eagles how you have all these, these videos coming out, Jalen Hurts, all the reports of, this guy's missing people left and right. We saw the similar videos. I would say these are a little more egregious of Daniel Jones, but, it's team scrimmage.
Yeah.
Just out route, balls 15 yards wide, and the guy has not shown much so far. So it's almost like it's a classic case of like, okay, do you actually buy into that, or do you just say, you know what, in a way, if you're betting NFL, the markets are so tight anyway, you're almost leaning into situations where teams are just, or where people in general are just writing teams off for one reason or another that is, in general, complete overreaction. I wonder how you view Daniel Jones in that frame, because that's a guy everybody's going to pile on this offseason, and they have been in training camp so far, and it hasn't looked particularly great, but it's training camp. I mean, it's a bunch of out routes.
I had a big debate with myself on betting the Bills this weekend as well in that week one game against the Rams, because, again, as it sits at two right now, we're still under the field goal. And I was like, okay, Matt, don't be overreaction guy. And then I had the debate with myself, are you really being overreaction guy, because don't you kind of like the Bills anyway? And then I'm getting here having this kind of back and forth here, and it's where I'm going, well, if you take the two and you kind of like the Bills as it is anyway, it can't get worse, and it can only get better for you, right? Yeah. Like, it can't get worse. Like, this isn't going to flip to where the Bills are dogs or anything like that, you know? If anything, it goes to one, which the difference between one and two, we don't care, you know? So that's the debate I've been having. That's the debate I'll probably have for the next 48, 72 hours, because
we had that discussion a little bit on a break about after we were talking with Eric Eager, right, about Matthew Stafford and what the concerns there are. And he brought that game up. And same thing, Matt. It's probably been the number one game I've thought about betting in game one and haven't yet. But I think we talked about, you know, if Stafford has this issue, actually has an issue with his elbow, I mean, he's been dealing with this kind of all off season. It's easily something that I think maybe the Cardinals division bet there is a better bet if we're basing it off that information, because it might be something Stafford's dealing with all year long, or it's something that comes and goes all year long at least.
Or what if they decide to err on the side of caution and say, you know, we're going to play, we're going to start him, and we're going to give him first few weeks off. We'll get him in there starting week four or whatever, you know, like something like that. And then
but both bets could be good though. You're right. Yeah. I was already thinking about the Bills anyways. So you're kind of right. It's not like, I don't think the number's going to get any worse for you.
Trying to think too, the last time the defending Super Bowl champ opened up as a home dog. That is also, it's just a weird spot we have not seen very, very often, especially since we went to the new format of the Super Bowl champ opening up on Thursday Night Football. We'll have a lot more NFL discussion tomorrow, as well as baseball, golf, all sorts of action, as we always do. Primetime action is for Matt Brown, for Kelly Bidlin, for the whole crew behind the glass, and downstairs, I'm Ben Wilson saying goodnight here on Primetime Action from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.